like to invite all the children to come up for a children's homily with me. If you want to come sit around the steps with me. Hi, Alexis. Going to be able to see, like, sit in front of me a little more. Yeah, like this. Yeah, like a circle. Okay. So, you may be wondering why I'm holding these Christmas lights. Are y'all wondering that? Alex says yes. Okay. So, my first question for y'all is, do y'all like Christmas lights?
Yes.
You do? Raise your hand if you put them up on your tree this year. What about on your house? Some of you? Do y'all like to drive around and look at Christmas lights?
We do that all the time, every single Christmas.
You do?
I go to Santa's Ranch.
I did it.
Oh, Santa's Ranch? Really? Cool. Have y'all seen the ones in the park over here that hang down?
Yes.
They're really pretty.
The lights.
Yeah, they're really nice. So, tell me a little bit, what do you like about Christmas lights? Why do you think we always put these up at Christmas?
They're pretty.
They're pretty? Very true. Bright. Exactly.
They're pretty.
They're pretty again. Yeah, and they give light to us, right? They make things bright. They make it so that we can see rather than dark. And they're bright. Exactly. So in our reading from Isaiah, they were talking about Jesus. Isaiah was. And he said, he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Almighty God. All of these different names for Jesus. One of the names that we sometimes call Jesus is the light of the world. Have y'all ever heard Jesus called the light of the world?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Yeah, maybe you don't hear it as much, but sometimes, especially like in the Gospel of John.
I have heard it.
Yeah, exactly. So we call Jesus the light of the world. So why do you think that's a name for Jesus? How is Jesus like a light?
He lights up the world.
He lights up the world. That was great. Clara said he brings joy to people and joy lights up inside them. Really nice. Anything else? What do you do, like, if you're outside in your backyard or you're camping or something and it's nighttime, it's pitch dark, what's going to happen if, like, let's say you need to go walk out to the backyard? Yeah, otherwise you can't see where you're going. You might trip on something.
You might run into a tree.
You have timers on your Christmas lights? That's very cool.
What do you mean you have timers?
So light does a couple of things for us, right? It shows us the way, right? It lights up the way so that keeps us safe. And it's also beautiful, right? That's what Alex kept saying. They're pretty. Light is pretty. So that's cool. That's why we call Jesus the light of the world, because Jesus shows us the way, shows us how we're supposed to live, how we're supposed to love other people, how we're supposed to live our lives and pray and be close to God. Jesus provides safety for us, right? And security. And Jesus makes the world beautiful. Does that sound good? Okay. Thank y'all so much for coming up here. I hope y'all have a wonderful Christmas and go enjoy some Christmas lights tonight, okay? Okay, y'all can go back to your seats. Thank you. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So as I was talking with the kids, or as I was telling them, one of my favorite things to do this time of year is to drive around and look at Christmas lights. I just really can't get enough of it. I think it's so fun. And I found that every town, pretty much every town, has that one neighborhood that just goes all out. I lived in Houston the past two Christmases, and there people will line up for miles in their cars to go see the Christmas lights in River Oaks. the neighborhood of River Oaks. It's really amazing. It's kind of a tradition that people do. For me, I grew up in San Antonio, so our Christmas tradition was we'd go to the late night service downtown, and then we would go drive around and look at the spectacular Christmas lights at Incarnate Word. Has anyone, I would guess many of you have seen the Incarnate Word Christmas lights. Yeah, so the University of Incarnate Word in San Antonio has this beautiful campus, it's full of trees, and they wrap every single tree in hundreds of brightly colored Christmas lights, and it's just really beautiful. And I'm really enjoying getting to see Seguin's Christmas lights too. As I told the kids, my favorite is probably the ones that hang down and, you know, kind of like the ropes just across the street here in Central Park. It's really nice. So taking a walk or a drive to go see Christmas lights is a Christmas tradition for people of all ages. There's just something about those little twinkling lights that draws us in, that captures our attention and makes us want to come closer. The light of a Christmas light is soft and gentle. It's not glaring or harsh. There are lots of lights in this world that are bigger and brighter. The headlights of a car, the fluorescent lights of a classroom, the giant floodlights that illuminate a football field as bright as day. Those lights are powerful and they perform a certain job, but they just don't draw us in like Christmas lights do. We don't have these family traditions where we drive around downtown to look at spotlights on business buildings. Or we don't stop in the middle of our busy day to stare mesmerized at a street lamp on the highway, right? Curiously, it is the littlest of lights twinkling against the dark night that draw us in like moths to a flame. Our collect that we prayed at the beginning of this service said, "O God, you have caused this holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that we who have known the mystery of that light on earth may also enjoy him perfectly in heaven." Tonight we celebrate a great mystery. We celebrate the strange and surprising truth that God chooses to shine his light on this earth, not with the harshness of a floodlight, but with the soft glow of a Christmas light. For that is how God comes to us at Christmas, as the baby Jesus sleeping soundly in a cattle trough, a little light shining in the darkness, a softly glowing Christmas light on a cold, dark night. God could have come to earth in all his might, all his power and glory, strong and impressive and terrible to behold. God could have overwhelmed us with the power of his presence. But instead, what we celebrate tonight is a tiny baby born to a poor family in an old stable. That's a pretty quiet and humble entrance for the Almighty Creator of the universe. Why, I wonder, did God choose to come to us like this? Look for a moment, if you would, at the painting that's on the front of your bulletin. In almost all of the artistic depictions of the Nativity, the baby Jesus is luminescent. Golden light shines forth from the manger. You can see that in this picture as well. Baby Jesus has a bright little glow around him. And that glow seems to have an almost magnetic power as it draws people to him. See how his mother Mary moves towards him with arms outstretched. A man in the background, whom we might assume is Joseph, is pointing at the baby with one hand, and with the other hand he's opening the door and bringing someone else in, into the light, into the stable. This third person, perhaps one of the shepherds who has come to see this Jesus of whom the angels sing, is crossing the threshold and moving in towards the light. Even the oxen have drawn near to the light of Christ. Tonight, we too draw near to the manger. God comes to us in this meek and humble form so that we might come closer, drawn towards his warmth and light, just as we are drawn to the wonder and beauty of Christmas lights. The baby Jesus is God's invitation to humanity to draw near to God. And when we draw near, we know the tenderness and the love that God has for us. And as if that weren't amazing enough, the story gets even better. Because something wonderful happens when we draw near to Christ. We begin to shine too. Look at Mary in that picture. She is radiant with the reflected light of the Christ child. Because God chose to come to this earth as a baby, because he embraced our humanity, that means that our humanity can shine with the light of Christ too. We don't just behold that light from a safe distance. When we draw near, Christ shares his light with us. That is how God plans to light up the whole world, through us, by making us his little Christmas lights, a great multitude shining in every dark corner of the earth, making the world warm and bright and beautiful with the love of God. That is the mystery and the wonder of the incarnation, that the Son of God became man to enable man to become sons of God, as C.S. Lewis said. So this Christmas season and in the year to come, let us with joy and gratitude shine with the light of Christ and invite others to draw near to God. If we shine together like many thousands of Christmas lights, we can make the world beautiful. Amen.